Drying conditions will occur across the northern plains, upper Midwest, and neighboring areas of Canada during a big part of the coming week and maybe 10 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. There is a weak frontal boundary that's headed into our region as we go forward through the day today, but it won't arrive before we experience some very warm temperatures today. Mostly sunny conditions are going to dominate a big part of the day. We have temperatures this morning in the upper 40s and 50s, and we'll likely see the temperatures heat up this afternoon, peaking out in the upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s. And tomorrow we'll start to push the cooler air back across the region, but eastern South Dakota and parts of central and southern Minnesota will see a repeat of today's temperatures. In contrast, the heart of North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, will see the afternoon temperatures Tuesday mostly in the 60s with some lower 70s. The heat will return, though, again a little bit later this week. Wednesday's temperatures will be mild. We'll look for highs in the 60s and 70s, perhaps a few extremes close to 80 degrees down in southeastern parts of South Dakota. As we go into Thursday, Friday, and on through the heart of the weekend, we will see those 80-degree temperatures coming back across the region. And without a substantial amount of precipitation coming over the course of the next 7 days, we're likely to see the ground firming up. It's an excellent opportunity for aggressive field work to occur as long as confidence is high that rain will return to the region as we go forward into next week. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested a restricted amount of rain for up to 10 days before there's an opportunity for meaningful rain. Now, with that said, this frontal boundary that's approaching the region today is expected to generate some shower and thunderstorm activity in the heart of North Dakota and maybe northwest and north central sections of South Dakota as we go forward through the night tonight, maybe beginning as early as this evening. The precipitation is expected to fall apart, though, as it moves further to the southeast, and the easternmost parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota will come up empty-handed with moisture. The precipitation that occurs out to the west will run from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, and again, this will favor the heart of North Dakota and a few areas in northwest and north central South Dakota. After that, there'll be a chance for a few showers in South Dakota, probably on Wednesday, but the precipitation resulting then is expected to be less than 3/10 of an inch, with a possible exception of a county or a part of a county or two, but where you don't really expect that event to be very meaningful. Outside of that, some other sporadic showers may show up over the weekend into next week, but none of this precipitation will be enough to counter the evaporation from the very warm to hot weather that is expected. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.